Welcome everyone to the Edmonton Eskimos season preview call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchison. Please go ahead, Ms. Hutchison.
Hi everyone, this is Claire from the League office. Welcome to this installment in our annual season preview call. On the line today we have General Manager and Vice President of Football Operations Brock Sunderland, Head Coach and Offensive Coordinator Jason Moss, and Quarterback Mike Riley. We'll be jumping straight into the Q&A today to talk about the season ahead, so let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you are using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while participants register for questions. We thank you for your patience. Our first question is from Stanton Frank from CFK Talk. Please go ahead.
Thank you. First of all, thank you, gentlemen, for allowing us to interview at this time. Brock, Jason, and Mike, this is a question for all three of you. Does the approach to this season change with the 106th Grey Cup being played in Edmonton? I assume at the very least it will be difficult not to get caught up in the excitement the home Grey Cup raises in your fan base.
From our approach, it won't change. Our standard and our goal every year is to participate and win a Grey Cup. Again, we'll never guarantee that or say we're going to be there, but that's the goal. So from our approach, from the inside, we approach things the same way. Now, the difference will be that question that you just asked. We're going to get that all year, which we understand as part of it. That's part of the fun and excitement of hosting the game. But from a football standpoint, it's business as usual.
Yeah, I would say one of the best parts of Dave Moss, one of the best parts of coaching in Edmonton is the expectation every year is to win a Grey Cup, so that'll never change. The only difference with it being in your own backyard is that there's added motivation of being in it. As far as you don't want anybody else to be in your locker room and things like that, there's more things to protect, I will say. So I think it refines our focus and gives us a little bit better effort going into the season, I guess, if you want to say just some of that.
Yeah, and just to echo what Jason and Brock just said, I mean, it should be this way on every single team, but certainly in Edmonton, that's our expectation every single year is to play in and win the Grey Cup. But, you know, as Jason said, I don't want to picture somebody else sitting in my locker changing and getting ready for that game. That's not something that we're going to allow if there's any way to stop it from happening, and that's by getting to the game ourselves. So, you know, we're always turning over every stone trying to make sure that we're in that game. But also, like Brock said, we're going to have to answer those questions all year long, and we understand that. We're prepared for that. But, it's one game at a time, as it always is.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our following question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Thanks, gentlemen. Question for all three of you. For Brock, just your philosophy on finding players, more of the intangible than the tangible about size and weight and speed and explosiveness. Is there something specific, perhaps, that you look at that you've learned from your influences, and maybe just speak a little bit about your influences with the Jets? For Coach Moss, how's Jonathan White, how's J.C. Sherritt, and what you see in Mason Woods? And for Mike, you lost a couple good receivers in Adarius and Brandon Zylstra. Just talk about your receivers a little bit, and is it a different type of challenge to develop the chemistry that you obviously had with those two individuals so well? First, Brock?
Yeah, you said intangibles, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, intangibles. You're looking for high character. You're looking for people that love football. The biggest thing, and I say this all the time, is I want guys that are jumping out of their skin to play football, and especially jumping out of their skin to play for Edmonton. There's a lot of tradition here. We feel we have a very good culture here, so we want guys that fit in that, you know, within the Eskimo way, which means doing things the right way. They're diligent about their film. You know, you have to kick them out of the building. They're here early for meetings, all those things, high effort on the practice field. So those are the things we look for. As far as guys at the college level, whether it be NCAA, youth sport, in particular, if it's a team captain and someone that you know has a sign of leadership, that volunteers to play special teams if he's a starter, all of those things, as far as intangibles go, are what we look for.
Jason?
As far as John White and JC, Chris, we just had mini camp with JC. He was down there. He looked motivated. He looked in shape. He looked as quick as ever. So, obviously, a year off of playing football somewhat, I think, has helped his body, to be quite honest with you. I think the Achilles injury has been rehabbed. He was ready to go at the end of the year for us. And I think this season, you know, when you get towards the end of your career, every season means something. But with the Grey Cup in our backyard, I think JC's highly motivated. And you could see that by the way he showed up to our mini camp and the things he was doing there, back to his old playing style. Very excited. John White, I've only had a chance to see him once this offseason, came in for a medical checkup before we signed him. He looked the part. He was right where he needed to be as far as his rehab's concerned. Now, he's got a little bit harder injury to overcome with an ACL. But, he's doing everything he can to be ready. And then as far as Mason Woods being at our mini camp, getting the first set of eyes on him, repping things in our offense, he looks the part. I mean, he's just like what our O-line, the rest of our O-line guys are. He's big. He's got good feet. He's got good balance. He's a great person. I mean, he was attentive in all our meetings. He wants to learn. He wants to be better. We really enjoyed having him for the short amount of time we had at minicamp. I look forward to him contributing.
Mike?
Yeah, your question was in regards to
yeah, just the receivers and developing a chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. I mean, I'm excited about the offense that we have, the team that we have, and in particular the wide receiving crew that we have. I mean, the first year or two that I was playing for the Eskimos, it was kind of a one-man show, starting with Fred Stamps, and then Adarius Bowman took that over. And, it was we're gonna feed him the ball as often as we can. And that certainly worked out, and we had success with that, and that created a lot of chemistry between me and Fred, and then me and Adarius. But over the last couple of years, we've really tried to be multidimensional. Not just in the pass game, we try to be 50-50 with the run game, and that's helped things out a lot. But in terms of the pass game, we've tried to spread the ball around a little bit more because that's a more effective way to play offense. And of course, Adarius was still getting his catches, and then had the injuries this past season. So that gave Zylstra an opportunity to step up and be the guy that was, catching a majority of the balls. And they both did a great job of that. But we always want to try to be as balanced as we can. And with the group of wide receivers that we have now, I believe that we're the most balanced that we've been at all positions. There's no weak link. And, I think minicamp really proved that in the sense of the ball was getting spread all over the field and to all the different wide receivers that we had. The guys that were jumping in with the first team group, everybody displayed the ability to run every route that we have in our offense and to run it well. So I do think that, no matter who's out there, we're going to have five weapons that the defense is going to really have to worry about. I thought Vidal Hazelton did a great job of stepping up into that role that's kind of been left as a void with Adarius leaving. Duke came into camp and looks great. He's in great shape and he looks like he's ready to take the expanded role on. And then our Canadian guys in Nate Behar and Natea Jay, both those guys, showed that they're not going to be an afterthought on the field. They're guys that can line up and we can use them to attack a defense. So I'm excited about it. We certainly have a lot of work to do in training camp to get everybody, kind of on the same page and get that chemistry, as you said, going. But, at this point, sitting here in, late April, I'm very excited about getting on the field and working with those guys.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our following question is from Graham Kelly from Medicine Hat News. Please go ahead.
Jason, last year your place kicking was a bit of a problem. What are your plans for the kicking game for 2018?
Well, last year we had injuries going into the season, during the season, I should say, to our kicking game, which didn't help the situation. So this year, we brought in Hugh midway through the year as our punter, and Sean got healthy at the end of the year. The way we ended off the year with Hugh and Sean is where we're going to begin this year. We're going to try to take the steps in training camp to protect those guys rep-wise to split the duties and maybe invite another guy to in the mix to help with that as well. But, you know, not having one guy do all three, I think will help. So in our kicking game, we're trying to have specialists at two different things, one a punter and a kickoff guy, and the other just a place kicker, knowing full well that if Sean got pressed in the duty to do all three, he could do it. And then the same thing with Hugh. Hugh gained a ton of experience last year in the kicking game, but ended up as a great punter for us. So, you know, we're hoping that continuity ending off the year and beginning this year and then limiting their reps in training camp will allow them to stay healthy for an entire year. And hopefully at that point, the continuity between holder and snapper and that situation will be much better and taken care of.
Another question, please, Jason. Some pretty impressive talent is left on the has gone from the defensive line. Are you trying to get younger in with your front four?
Yeah, I mean, that was a focal point in our offseason, looking at our roster. It was getting older in that particular position, the D-line. I think we had four guys over 30 on that D-line that are not here anymore. So, and we replaced them with 24, 25, 26, 27, around there. I mean, so we made a concerted effort as an organization to move in a different direction. Obviously went out and signed Alex Bazzi, who we think is a veteran who can, you know, help fill that void right away. And he's young, with experience. And then obviously Kwaku Boateng last year was our draft choice and he came and did a lot of special things and he's young. So, and then anybody else we bring in the mix of our Americans bringing up and then interiorly with Jake Ceresma even, we feel like they're younger guys who can contribute to us right away and make our team look differently on the defensive line, but still productive.
Thank you, Jason. All the best this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one at this time for any questions or comments. Our following question is from Morne Scott from 630 CHED. Please go ahead.
Thanks very much. Thanks, guys. This one is for both Brock and for Jason. Can you talk a little bit about your defense as a whole? You just kind of touched, Jason, on the defensive line. You have to remake that a little bit. You need to find a linebacker for Kenny Ladler's spot. And your defensive backfield, I think you have so many moving pieces with all the injured players coming back and the guys you brought in for depth last year. How difficult will it be to find the right guys in the right spot in the defensive backfield? So basically just kind of talk about generally putting the defense together this year. And after that, of all the multitude of guys you had hurt last year who were done for the season at some point last year, are there any players that won't be ready to start the year this year?
Yeah, I'll answer first. As far as the defense goes, I think Jason hit on the defensive line, and having mini camp was a huge step for us just to get all those guys out there to have people penciled in at the depth chart. It's always an open competition, but it gave us a very secure feeling of where guys are lining up and how they look in those roles. So, you know, the D-line are the guys that Jason mentioned, plus some other young guys that we have that we feel the arrow is up. And they're dynamic and explosive off the ball. We feel the interior of our defensive line in particular is arguably one of the strongest in the league with Armando Sewell, Daquan Bowers, Mike Moore, and Jake Ceresma. So we feel very good about the middle of our defensive line, and they always say you need to be strong down the middle. We think it's very strong. Linebacker, Jason touched on it earlier, J.C. Sherr was back at the end of last year, and he picked up. If you'd never known he was injured, you'd never guess he was by how he looked at minicamp. And then our Will linebacker spot, going into the season, that's going to be a Canadian spot for us with Adam Konar and Christophe Lalumba and Blair Smith in those roles, Doug Parrish, Kevin Jackson. We've built depth there heading into the season. And then the nickel linebacker spot, that's going to be an open competition. You know, Chris Edwards rep there at minicamp. We have about three or four other guys that we feel are capable there. As far as the DBs go, we have our boundary starters back from last year. As far as Johnny Adams and Aaron Grimes. And then at free safety, we have Neil King. And then the field halfback going into the season, we have Forrest Hightower and Arjun Calhoun. So, you know, our guys were penciled in. We feel good depth there. And then we have other young guys, just like the defensive line, even at linebacker, that rep that mini camp that we have a lot of faith in. We see a lot of athleticism and arrows up.
What I like about our defense right now is going into the season, going into mini camp, there were no rookies playing anywhere on the first team. I mean, these are guys we can choose from. They're competing. The guys we've chosen to take the first reps, we're competing with rookies and competing with younger guys. But if they don't get beat out, our defense of linebackers, secondary, should and could have all guys who've been here before, and that leads to great continuity and being able to do more things. So I like what our defense showed in minicamp, the stuff they had already put in, playing at a high level, playing fast, getting after the quarterback, getting after the secondary, giving us different looks. You know, it's going to be extremely competitive. The guys that we've brought in as guys that don't have a lot of experience in the CFL or any experience, they look good as well. But they're going to be competing, what I like as a coach, they're competing with guys that have done it. Chris Edwards will be playing the nickel to start. He might be our least experienced defensive player in our defense, but he played four different spots last year. So he has a pretty good understanding of what it takes to play on our defense. But everybody else should and could have played, you know, last year, and most likely will play this year for us. So, you know, I like I said, I like the depth we have, the youth we have, the experience we have, and I like the fact they've all played together right now.
And I asked about the injuries carrying, any injuries carrying over from last year to the start of training camp this year.
We have a couple guys that had season-ending injuries that we did medical checkups, and we'll see where they're at coming into the season. Other than that, I don't think we want to get into all the specifics heading into the season of where guys are at this time frame.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our following question is from Stanton Frank from CFK Talk. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Jason, you'll be handling the offense along with being the head coach. What went into that decision?
At the end of the day, it was late in the game to find an offensive coordinator, not even to find one. You know, I feel like in-house right now with Jordan Maximick, who's learned under Carson Walsh, he's kind of the next guy in my mind to take over this offense. And I've upped his role as a passing coordinator this year. But to look at when this decision was made late in the offseason, I felt like it was in our best interest of the football team for me to take it back over, knowing full well I've done it before for a couple of years. I did it here in Edmonton my first year as a head coach. I feel comfortable in that role. So right now, you know, just looking at when Carson ended up moving on, the time of year, it just seemed right to take it back over, and then we'll see where we're at the end of the year and where the development was in all of our coaches and all that. But right now, you know, that was pretty much it all that went into the decision-making.
Thank you, Jason.
Yep.
Thank you. Once again, please press star one at this time for any questions or comments. So we have no further questions registered at this time. I would not like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Hutchinson.
All right. If we have no further questions, then thanks to everyone for joining us today. We'll be back here on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern for the Montreal Alouettes season preview call, where we'll be joined by General Manager Kavis Reed and Head Coach Mike Sherman. The full schedule of preview calls is available at press.cfl.ca. And the season kicks off on June 14th with Edmonton versus Winnipeg at Investors Group Field. Thanks again, and enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.